Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Let's play a hypothetical game, shall we? Yeah, let's do that. Let's imagine that Dade Phelan and his cabal of left-wing fake Republicans had succeeded in unseating Ken Paxton as the Attorney General of Texas. Let's just imagine that for a minute. Now, there are myriad stories that have come out of the state of Texas defending our people, things that Dade Phelan will never do, things that his cabal of left-wing pro-Democrat Republicans will never do, that Ken Paxton has been doing. Let me just pull up two recent examples of Ken Paxton and the job that he's doing here in the state of Texas and why he is so despised among the go-along-to-get-along Republicans and, of course, every socialist Democrat. First one comes a courtesy of, who is this? It's MSN, but who was the originator? I guess it's the AP. Dateline Houston. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit this week seeking to stop a guaranteed income program set to start this month in the Houston area. Program by Harris County, where Houston is located, is set to provide no strings attached $500 a month cash payment to 1,928 county residents for 18 months, just in time for the election. Huh? Those who qualified for the program must have a household income below 200% of the federal poverty line and need to live in one of the identified high poverty zip codes. So it's very discriminatory as to who gets this money. The Harris County program is funded by $20.5 million from the American Rescue Plan. That's taxpayer money, the American Rescue Plan, which is supposed to be set aside for pandemic services, right? Related to the pandemic, the China virus pandemic. So the county judge, lunatic Lena Hidalgo, comes up with a redistributionist scheme and says, yeah, you know what? Need to buy some votes, just like Joe Biden's doing with the student loan payoff, the student loan ripoff for the American people. Yeah, we're going to do it that way. This is how Democrats take Republican money, conservative money, and buy Democrat votes. Huh, great. Back to the article. Federal pandemic funding has prompted dozens of cities and counties across the country to implement guaranteed income programs as ways to reduce poverty, lessen inequality, and get people working. Yes, nothing gets people working like giving them free money. Yeah, folks, that's completely absurd. Of course, the Associated Press would write something like that. It robs people of their initiative. It's socialism, plain and simple. It's taking money from productive individuals and giving it to others who want to sit on their duffs. And there you go. And the idea that it gets people working is patently absurd. And statistics prove this out. Anyway, Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit on Tuesday of last week in civil court in Houston. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dubbed the program the Harris County Handout. Oh, I love that. Described it as a socialist experiment by county officials that violates the Texas Constitution and is an illegal government overreach. The scheme is plainly unconstitutional, Paxton said in a statement. Taxpayer money must be spent lawfully and used to advance the public interest, not merely redistributed with no accountability or reasonable expectation of a general benefit. And of course, paying somebody to do no work, that is the definition of no benefit for the community. So it's completely buying votes. It's complete socialism, and he's suing to stop it. Now, he wouldn't be there if we left it up to Desperate Dade and his left-wing Republican cabal, which seems to be in big, big trouble after the crap they pulled inside the last legislative session, as evidenced by the earthquake, the political earthquake that was felt on Super Tuesday, and praise God, the resulting tsunami that comes after in the runoff elections. The other story comes courtesy of Texas Scorecard. Attorney General Ken Paxton urges courts to expedite Constantino Wire fencing lawsuit. Paxton said that the letter highlights extremely misleading claims made by the Biden regime about Texas border security measures. The article reveals that Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a letter with the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals urging an expedited process in the wire fencing case. The letter, authored by Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen, explains that Texas sought injunctive relief to halt the Biden regime and federal Border Patrol agents from destroying the wire fencing barricades. The Attorney General said in a press release that the letter highlights extremely misleading claims about Texas's border security made by the Biden regime. Many news outlets amplified these false claims to blame Texas for deaths that occurred at an illegal border crossing in the Rio Grande Valley. He continued, that narrative that has been completely disproven, while Biden's open borders doctrine has created a nationwide immigration disaster and untold suffering. Texas is doing everything we can to uphold law and order. None of this would have happened, folks. There would have been no robust defense from the Attorney General's office of what Governor Greg Abbott has been doing, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has been doing. No robust defense in the courts if left-wing Speaker Dade Phelan had gotten his way and impeached Ken Paxton. But that's not the only lawfare to be launched against Ken Paxton and to fail. We'll get into that in greater detail coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
I want to bring everybody up to speed as to what's happening. You know about some of the lawfare going on against President Trump. You know about the lawfare that's being undertaken against the DOJ, double standards of justice. You know about all that stuff, and I'm going to get into it with my next guest. What you may not know is the level of lawfare being undertaken against individuals on the state level and who is launching that lawfare. A lot of it is, well, actually, it's all exclusive to the left wing, but some members of this left wing are also call themselves Republicans, like the Karl Rove George W. Bush Network inside of the state of Texas. And that's what I want to just basically unpack with my next guest. Mitch Little successfully defended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from a falsely predicated impeachment. He was part of the Texas Super Tuesday earthquake as well, defeating an alleged Republican who voted for that fake impeachment based on evidence that wasn't gathered under oath. Mr. Little, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Chris. It's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I want to go through a whole bunch of legal stuff because I think right now Americans are being victimized on the state level and on the national level by unethical people that want political outcomes, and they're willing to use and abuse our people and use and abuse the law to get their to reach their objectives. The Paxton impeachment, I want to revisit it only because it helps lay the foundation for what you and I are discussing. The depth of corruption from left-wing Republicans in the House leadership was breathtaking. And I think that's part of the reason why you ran, isn't it?
It's a huge component of why I ran. Once you see the system that exists in Austin, you really can't unsee it. There is a system that is designed to ensure that Republican priorities don't ever see the light of day. And one of the biggest obstacles that they had to their agenda was Ken Paxton. I mean, Ken Paxton is the person in Texas who brings the political world into compliance with the law and with our Republican ideals. I mean, you saw it yesterday. He filed suit against the city of Houston for its guaranteed income program. He's filed suit, or he's brought to light the electioneering that's going on in several school districts. He's seen as a thorn in the side of the Republican establishment, and the impeachment was their attempt to overturn the will of the voters there.
Yeah, and you know, this is going to be a theme, folks, because some in that Republican establishment want to use and abuse laws for their own political gain, basically to attack conservatives. By the way, what Mr. Little was referring to was in the city of Houston, there is a somebody we call, she's one of the AOCs of Texas. Lunatic Lena Hidalgo has launched a basic income program, stealing money from American taxpayers and Texas taxpayers to buy votes, much like Joe Biden is doing with the student loan program right now, taking your money, buying votes, and just paying people to sit on their duffs. That's what Ken Paxton is suing to stop in Houston and the Harris County area. Okay, so about Paxton, his other legal issues. Now, I've been following this, Mr. Little, since the very beginning. When I was in my capacity solely out of media, I was the executive director and still am of the Conservative Hispanic Society. And part of my due diligence was endorsing for attorney general. And I talked with a Paxton who was in the legislature and said, hey, man, what are you all about? And I interviewed a whole bunch of people that were up for the jobs, the job, a Bushy and Mr. Paxton and others. And I found Mr. Paxton to be the most conservative. So I endorsed him. So after he dared to win without genuflecting to the Bush machine here in Texas, then that's when all of a sudden these fake charges started coming from everywhere. And I want to be very specific about what I'm going to ask you, because he just got rid of those charges after 9 years. They were dropped. And then we learned they had nothing the entire time. Now, I get why. I'll get to why that is in a minute. But I want to play Brian Wise, who was this attorney who was one of the leaders of this. And here's what he said about these charges up against Paxton again for 9 years. Listen to this.
Was prison ever a likelihood if this case went to trial?
That's a great question, because I have seen the so-called legal experts in my town. And remember what Mark Twain said about experts. They're just some guy from out of town. And they were like, this is a farce of a mock of an outrage, because he should be in prison. He should be at the wind unit chopping rocks. And look, the answer to your question is two words. Absolutely never. I'd never envisioned any scenario, any universe in which, by which, through which, that a judge or jury put Ken Paxton in prison based on either the third-degree felony, failing to register as an investment advisor rep, or for that matter, the first-degree felony securities fraud cases.
But Mr. Little, that's not what left-wingers like John Cornyn, left-wingers like Karl Rove were saying, and other Bushies. They were saying, and the left-wing press was echoing, yeah, Paxton's going to jail, going to jail. This was a political hit from the jump, wasn't it?
Chris, I think it's important for your listeners to deconstruct what happened, because we've been living under this umbrella for 9 years of Ken Paxton is corrupt, Ken Paxton's going to prison. Every article for the last 9 years, because I get a Google alert for Texas securities fraud, every article about Ken Paxton said, comma, who is facing 99 years in prison for the last 9 years. And I've been a part of this case from the beginning. What people need to understand is the case was originally brought by a political rival, Byron Cook, and it was engineered by a couple of Republican judges in Collin County who were hostile to Ken Paxton. They were able to get a grand jury to indict it. And not only that, they hired two rock star criminal defense lawyers from Houston at an illegal rate of pay to come in out of town hitters, if you will, to come in and prosecute this case. And then all of the Collin County judges recuse, so they engineer a judge coming from Fort Worth who's a criminal law judge. The judge then transfers the case 4 hours away to politically blue Harris County, Texas, probably the worst place this case could be tried for Ken Paxton, away from a jury of his peers where he lives. And we're just supposed to believe that this is part of a normal functioning legal system. I spent 9 years of my life defending this case, saying there is no case, there is no case, while the media breathlessly reported that the guy's going to prison for 9 years. And then my 20th anniversary, wedding anniversary, was on March 27th. I got up the next morning to that piece of audio from Brian Weiss, and I was so angry. To be able to finally hear someone say in agreement with me that there was no case, he was never going to prison. The case never should have been brought in the first place. The other thing that I think everybody needs to understand is Ken Paxton's lawyers have been under a gag order, essentially, about the case for 9 years, meaning the press can say everything they want to say, but the average person and his lawyer can't say what they need to say to craft the public narrative. So it just shows how indomitable Ken Paxton's spirit is, that he's actually won two elections with this hanging over him. He's actually defeated all of his primary opponents, while this case that was fictitious from the start has been basically predominating the news about him.
Right. And you know what? If all of you around the rest of the country are going, man, this sounds exactly what's happening to Donald Trump. You're right. And I think not only does it show how these men can get up every single day and continue to work at it, Mr. Little, but it also shows the level of corruption. Republican, Democrat, it really doesn't matter. There is this uniparty cabal that wants to weaponize the law against their political opponents, whether it's Karl Rove or it's Letitia James, whether it's George W. Bush or Alvin Bragg, whether it's John Cornyn or the basket of biased press, they all want to use and abuse the system to take out their political opponents. And what they're railing against is the rule of law being instituted to protect everyday individuals and the equal application of law. That's what the real sacrifice here isn't it?
I feel like the scary lesson in all this is people with power will ultimately ignore the rules that they ascribe to if they feel it achieves their goals.
Yep.
And so, it right or left. And I think this case against Paxton was the prototype of Republican lawfare that was really perfected in the impeachment.
Yep.
They perfected the prototype, and the fact that they lost the impeachment was never part of the plan. And now Ken Paxton is stronger than ever. He's
sure.
The grassroots champion in our state, and as it should be.
And then back to the impeachment, kids, just so you understand, Republicans were so, these left-wing Republicans who were really Democrats, they were so arrogant. They launched an impeachment and they took all their evidence and didn't put anybody under oath. That's how they were able to secure the impeachment, because there are enough people going, man, there seems to be a lot of smoke there. It was all crooked, all a political hit. The 9-year charges and alleged securities violations, what happened with the Paxton impeachment, all a political hit from individuals who couldn't win at the ballot box, so they had undertaken lawfare. We're talking with Mitch Little, folks. He's going to be a representative if he gets past the Democrat in the fall in the Texas State House. He's an attorney who represented Attorney General Ken Paxton. And I want to broaden this discussion to the national level, because here we have Peter Navarro, who's sitting in jail. What was his crime? It was a misdemeanor. He's in jail, federal prison, for not adhering to a congressional subpoena. Meanwhile, the same thing happened with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden didn't adhere to a congressional subpoena. He's walking around a free man. Now the Department of Injustice is saying, we will not respond and we will not comply with another congressional subpoena and turn over the tape of Joe Biden being interviewed by special counsel Robert Hur. We are going to basically break the law that Peter Navarro is sitting in prison for breaking. We're going to do it. And what are you going to do about it? This is what you and I have been talking about. The miscarriage of justice, the unequal application of law. True?
Yeah. I think what the American people are waking up to is that we are really just that oftentimes the legal system is a fig leaf to cover for. I mean, it's supposedly supposed to be the system that undergirds our entire way of life in America, but there are entire segments of the population that seemingly can just simply ignore it without consequence. And then parts of the population like us who are under its thumb. You know, I'm thankful that a Biden-appointed judge actually held their feet to the fire in that subpoena case and said, what are you guys doing here? Of course you need to comply with these subpoenas. That feels like the beginnings of the rule of law, but we know that the Biden family is not typically subject to it. So I think people are looking at the problem with skepticism, saying, yeah, but is there ever going to be any real meaningful consequence?
Yeah. Last thing I have for you on this same score, as you know, the FISA, the Patriot Act, the FISA provision in the Patriot Act, it was violated. The FBI broke the law just a mere 278,000 times, according to a court, and of course was instrumental in the Crossfire hurricane, the falsely predicated Russia collusion attack. The FBI also falsified documents, and only one lawyer saw 6 months in jail for that. Nobody else was thrown in jail for breaking the law. Now certain air quotes Republicans want to renew this law. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
It's an absolute nightmare. I want you and your viewers to play a little game with me after you turn off the radio at some point today. Open up your phone, get into Google, and enter FISA 702, and you tell me how many search results you have to go through before you can find one negative thing said about FISA 702. And for your listeners who aren't, it's like, what's FISA 702? This is the section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that permits the federal government to conduct warrantless searches on foreign nationals, including if they are talking to American citizens. So that means that they can collect data on American citizens if they believe they have a FISA justification for it under 702. Now, it's not just how many times they broke the law, Chris. There's a piece of data out there that apparently there were something like 2 million inquiries at the federal level that would have collected against American citizens in 2021. Those have dropped off in 2022 and 2023 because the FBI is like, oh man, maybe we need to cool it with this, because there have been so many challenges to the FBI's approach to 702. The fundamental question, Chris, should we be collecting data on Americans without a warrant? I think the answer to that is no.
No.
You guys tell me how many Google results deep you get before you can find one person saying, maybe we shouldn't do this. Our big tech, the federal government, FBI, the intelligence services are very happy to have this capability, and we as citizens should be extremely skeptical of their desire for it.
Yeah, exactly, because they've already broken the law and they've already made victims of our people, not to mention President Trump. President Trump is saying FISA has got to go away because it was used against him in his campaign. Mitch Little, I want to say congratulations on your big win on the Super Tuesday earthquake. Thanks very much for the time and expertise.
Yeah, very enjoyable. Thanks for allowing me on, and God bless you guys.
That there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, my friends. Visit ChrisSalcedo.com to find out everything going on with the Chris Salcedo shows and the Salcedo Storm podcast. And visit TexasScorecard.com to find out all the big news in Texas. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
The word is out. Epic Central is more than a good time. It's a cliff-hanging, wave-slaying, waterfront dining, Vegas-style fountain show shining, pickleball playing, overnight staying, thrilling, filling, chilling, epic good time. Check out DFW's newest entertainment district off Highway 161 in Grand Prairie, or plan your escape at epiccentral.com. Epic Central, all together epic.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.